Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got some good things to share with you today to help make your day go a lot better.
I have a story about a church service to share.
You do? Well, I've got a poem about human touch.
All right. Well, we'll get to those right after we hear a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
They've got all the info, don't they?
All right. Ladies first.
Okay. Human touch. 'Tis the human touch in this world that counts, the touch of your hand and mine, which means far more to the fainting heart than shelter and bread and wine. For shelter is gone when the night is over, and bread lasts only a day. But the touch of a hand and the sound of a voice sing on in the soul alway. It's got praying hands as far as an author, so I'm not exactly sure what that means, but okay. It's beautiful. Almost anyone can stand adversity, but to test a person's character, give them power. Abe Lincoln. That's from Abe Lincoln.
Well, I have something about a church service that was written here, and it's just simply called Church Service. I do not know the author. We remind you, if you have something to share with us, we certainly enjoy hearing from you.
Yeah.
But include the author if you know, because we like to give credit there. So the pastor says, "The Lord be with you." Congregation, of course, says, "And with the Spirit." The pastor says, "Will everyone please turn on their tablet, PC, iPad, smartphone, and Kindle Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13:13, and please switch on your Bluetooth to download today's sermon." Now, let us pray, committing this week into God's hands. Open your apps, BBM, Twitter, Facebook, and chat with God for a moment. As we take our Sunday tithes and offerings, please have your credit and debit cards ready. You can log on to the church Wi-Fi using the password LORD909887. The ushers will circulate mobile card swipe machines among the worshipers. And those who prefer to make electronic fund transfers are directed to computers and laptops at the rear of the church. And for those who prefer to use iPads, you can open those up. Those who prefer telephone banking, take out your cell phones to transfer your contributions to the church account. The holy atmosphere of the church becomes truly electrified as all the smartphones, iPads, PCs, and laptops beep and flicker. The final blessing and closing announcements go something like this. This week's ministry cell meetings will be held on the various Facebook group pages where the usual group chatting takes place. Please log in and don't miss out. Thursday's Bible study will be held live on Skype at 1900 hours Greenwich Mountain Time. Please don't miss out. You can follow your pastor on Twitter this weekend for counseling and prayers. God bless and have a nice day. And Jesus wept. A sign of the times there for you here
no
on the
kidding.
Good Stuff.
Oh my goodness. This is from Phyllis Alexander. Drug problems. I did have a drug problem when I was a kid growing up on the farm. I had a drug problem when I was young. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged to church for weddings and funerals. I was drugged to family reunions and community socials, no matter the weather. I was drugged by my ears when I was disrespecting to adults. I was drugged by my ears when I was disrespectful to adults. I was also drugged to the woodshed when I disobeyed my parents, told a lie, brought home a bad report card, did not speak with respect, spoke ill of the teacher or the preacher, or if I didn't put forth my best effort in everything that was asked of me. I was drugged to the kitchen sink if I uttered a profane four-letter word. I do know what lye soap tastes like. My mother used ivory. I was drug out to pull weeds in mom's garden and flower beds and cockle burrs out of dad's fields. I was drugged to the homes of family, friends, and neighbors to help out some poor soul who had no one to mow the yard, repair the clothesline, or chop some firewood. And if my mother had ever known that I took a single dime as a tip for this kindness, she would have drugged me back to the woodshed. These drugs are still in my veins, and they affect my behavior in everything I do, say, and think. They are stronger than cocaine, crack, or heroin, and if today's children had this kind of drug problem, America might be a better place today. Again, Phyllis Alexander sent this.
I think that the Bellamy Brothers did a song on that called Drug Problem just a few years back.
Did they?
Pretty similar.
I was looking to see who the author was. We don't have that information, but it is certainly good.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's the good stuff.